Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tes Omid Aleph in Volume 2 of Mishnah Berurah. We're still in the Halachos of Duchening, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, and we're starting with Seif Lamed Tes. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Lo Hayu Bo Echad Mehadvarim Hamonim Nesias Kapayim. We've been learning for days now all of the various conditions or situations whereby a Kohen is not permitted to go up in Duchen. So the Mechaber says, if you don't have one of those previous conditions that we've mentioned that prevents you from going up to Duchen, so even though you're not such a great Jew, you're not very careful in the performance of mitzvos, and people are talking about you as not being such a great Jew, nevertheless, as long as you don't have one of the previously discussed reasons that you can't go up in Duchen, so if you're just, in general, just not a very good person, you're still allowed to Duchen. No seyes kapov. We can't take away the mitzvah saseh that God gave you to go in Duchen if you're a Kohen, just because you're not the greatest of Jews. The Ramah adds, she'ein sh'ar averos monin neseyes kapayim, because all of the other averos as this person might have, again, he's not a very good Jew, he has lots of averos, but he doesn't have those specified problems that we've discussed in earlier se'ifim, so then the Ramah says, he's allowed to Duchen, we're not allowed to take that right away from him, just because he's not such a great person. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Mem Beis explains, all of the prohibitions, all of the other problems that we've mentioned earlier, he doesn't have any of those. For example, he doesn't have blemishes, he hasn't killed anybody, he's not drunk at the present time, or any of the other problems that we've already listed previously. So this person is allowed to Duchen. Sif Katan Kuf Mem Gimel, he's not medaktik in mitzvah, so the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu afilo mitzvah chamuros, kairayas uchadoma, even if he has some very serious heavy-duty sins that he's performed, even if there's sexual improprieties or anything like that, he still is permitted to Duchen. We'll explain why in a few moments. Sif Katan Kuf Mem Dalid, even though the people are talking about him, afilo rino shalemis, even if they're appropriately or correctly telling about this person that he's not a very good person. Shehu meforsum lakol berishaso, he's a very well-known Rasha, he's a very well-known wicked person. Nevertheless, he's allowed to Duchen. Sif Katan Kuf Mem Hey, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Pirush, as long as he doesn't have me'avodas gilulim, ushvichas domim, as long as he hasn't an idol worshipper, as we pointed out previously, even if he could do tshuva, many posts say he still can have a Duchen again, although some said if he did tshuva, he's allowed to Duchen again. Ushvichas domim, if he killed somebody, the chanal, and the other things that we've mentioned previously, even if he has other averus, other than those, he's still allowed to Duchen. Sif Katan Kuf Mem Vav, we don't prevent him from duchening. Haynu afilu lo asa tshuva. Even if he hasn't done tshuva al chatov of all the various sins that he's performed, nevertheless, we allow this person to go and duchen. How come? So he brings down a tamakos of a Rambam. The Rambam explains, vishazo mitzvahs asay al kol kohen v'kohen shiroyal nesias kapayim. Because the Torah said that every kohen who is eligible physically and otherwise to go and duchen must go and duchen. Ve'enomim liyodim. We don't say Rasha. So you're a wicked person. Hosef Rasha v'imanim in a mitzvah. So do another wicked thing and don't do this mitzvah that you're supposed to do. Don't be surprised and say, so what type of a bracha can this Rasha give to me? So we answer, she'en kibul ha-bracha toli b'kohanim. The receiving of the bracha is not dependent on the kohanim, el b'kodesh baruch hu. Only HaKodesh Baruch Hu is the one that really gives us the brachos. Shenemar v'somu shmi abani Yisrael v'ani avorechem. God says, you can say these words, but I'm the one that gives the bracha. HaKohanim osim mitzvasin shenitzdav abo. The kohanim do what they're supposed to do. They say the words of the birchas kohanim. However, HaKodesh Baruch Hu b'rachamav, God in his mercifulness, mevorech es Yisrael k'chetzo. He's the one that actually blesses us. Ad kan l'shono. This is the language that the Rambam uses to explain this. The issue footnote 148 brings down, the only time we allow this Rasha to go up there is if he's doing these averus l'teyov, and he's doing them because he has desires to do these averus. However, he's doing them tzilahachas, if he's doing them not because he really wants to do the avera. There's a perfectly good kosher hamburger there, but instead he takes the non-kosher treif cheeseburger. So that's a person who's doing it lahachas to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he can't go up there. The Prima Gadim says, also lo lisa kapov. The issue footnote 149 says that this din that we allow the kohen who's a rasha to go up there and bless us is based upon the Yerushalmi. Shelo tomar ish ploni megala rayas ashochev tamid v'hu mevacheni. We don't say, wow, that person's such a rasha, he's going to give me a bracha? No, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one that gives us the bracha as based upon the pasuk v'som v'shmi ha'bnei Yisrov ani avarechem. And that's the Yerushalmi is the source of this din that the Rambam quoted. Sif Mem. The Mechaber writes, Kohen Shinosa Gerusha Lo Yisos Kapav. If a Kohen married a divorcee, we know, of course, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorcee. If he did, in fact, marry a divorcee, the marriage is chal, it takes effect, but he's mechuyev to divorce her. So a Kohen who married a divorcee, while he's married to the divorcee, he's not allowed to duchen. He doesn't lose his status as a Kohen in full, but he temporarily loses the rights to go up in duchen. The ain noagim bo kedusha, and we likewise don't treat him with any other of the holiness, the other kavod that we give to a kohen. Afilu likros b'torah rishon, we don't call him up to the first aliyah. We'll see later on in the Dirshu footnotes that Rav Moshe finds he says, but you are allowed to give him a different aliyah. You're allowed to give him a Yisrael's aliyah. Vafilu gerusha, even if he divorced this woman, omesa, or if she died, he still is possible to go up in duchen until ad sheyidor hanoah al das rabim, until he makes a public declaration, a neder, that's based upon the rabbin, which is a type of neder that can never be nullified by going to a rabbi and asking the rabbi to be matir neder. Mehanoshim shu also ben. He makes a neder publicly al das rabim that he will never go and marry such a woman again that is also for him to marry. Only then does he go back to his rights of being a kohen and he's allowed to duchen, and we would treat him with kedusha and v'kidashto and allow him to get the first aliyah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kuf Mem Zayin writes, the Kohen that marries the divorcee, V'hu Adin Chalala, the same halach applies if he marries a Chalala, a woman who had previously been married to somebody that she's not allowed to, and therefore Kohen is not allowed to marry her, so she's called a Chalala. V'zomno, a woman of ill repute, O Chalutzo, a woman who underwent the Chalitza process. Chalitza is a woman who was supposed to undergo Yibam. Rachman al-Islam, her husband passed away, and they didn't have any children, so she's supposed to marry her husband's brother. Today, nowadays, we don't do that Yibam, but we do Chalitza, so such a woman, Midrabanan, is considered like a Gerusha, and a Kohen is not allowed to marry this Chalutza. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "Umashin is bar besamok she'ein shara averus monim nesias kapayim." And that which we said that all the other averus don't prevent somebody from doing nesias kapayim. So how come these averus of marrying the gerusha prevent him from doing nesias kapayim? So he says, "Haynu davka be averus she'ein shara kohanim mizharim yosem yisrael." That's only talking about averus that there is no difference between a kohen and yisrael. He eats cheeseburgers, so there's no difference between a kohen or a yisrael. They're both prohibited to eat cheeseburgers. But here, abul b'mashik kohanim mizharim yosem yisrael, a regular yisrael is allowed to marry a divorcee. There is no prohibition whatsoever. L'chatrila, perfectly permissible, but a Kohen's never allowed to. So here there's an additional stringency upon the Kohanim. So those mitzvos that there's an additional stringency upon the Kohanim, if he's over those mitzvos, that is Shekedushas Kohanim, Garim lo, V'hu chil lo, he's a Kohen. And because he desanctified himself doing these things that a Kohen's not allowed to do, therefore, L'fikach, Pasul Midrabban, and therefore the rabbis prohibited him, L'chol Dover Kohuna, to be treated in any way like a Kohen, including Duchening, Ad Sheyidor al Das Rabbim, until he makes a declaration based upon the Das of the Rabbim that can never be nullified, and he can't go to a rabbi to do Hatoris and Darim, and then he can go back to Duchening and be considered a Kohen. Dirshu footnote number 151 brings down, it's only if he married the Gerusha. But Rachmana Litzlan, if he committed Znus with the Gerusha, that doesn't possible him from going to be a Kohen and to go in Duchen. Dirshu footnote 152 brings down, Kivan Shepostlim Levirchas Kohanim, Einot Tzvichim Lotzeis Kodim Birchas Ritzei, that such a Kohen who is possible to go up in Duchen because he's married to a Gerusha, so there's no concern over here about his legacy. Everybody knows he's married to this Gerusha, so he actually doesn't even have to leave the Shul in Ritzei, although we previously pointed out that in order to remove any doubts about his kahuna in the future, it would be preferable if he did leave the shul when they started to say Ritzei, so he's not over this asay, because even though he's over it because the rabbi said to be over it, still he's not doing the mitzvah daraisa that he's obligated to, even though the rabbis have the koach to say shevi al taseh, it's preferable if he leaves the shul before they start Ritzei, so he's never obligated in going up in duchenin. The issue footnote 153 brings down what happens if the guy made the neder al das rabim and then he did marry a gerusha. So it brings down from Shelo Zetshuvos Maimon Mordechai, then that situation he's not allowed to duchen. He lost his privilege again to duchen. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kuf Mem Ches explains that this neder al das rabim, sheneder shud al das rabim, ain lo atar. There is no potential or ability to go and seek hataras adarim. Abul kishelo yider al das rabim, if he just made a neder, then we have to be concerned. Chayshinon shema yelech. He may go to a Rav and ask for Ataras Nedarim. Because he has such a desire over here for this woman or for another woman, so that's going to be so strong that he'll want to break his vow. He knows he can't break his vow, so he'll ask for Ataras Nedarim. So that's why we make him make a vow that can never be broken by Ataras Nedarim. That's a Neder al Das Rabin. Sifkat and Kuf Mentes. He has to vow that he'll never marry any of the women that are asked of him to marry. And of course, he also has to divorce the woman that he's currently married to, who he's not allowed to be married to, this divorcee. Ken Kotsu Achronim, this is what the Achronim say. Why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah say the Mechaber says this? Umash lo hizkir Mechaber dovrezeh. Why doesn't the Mechaber say this? Mishum dekoy afal gersha umesa shuska b'tchila. Because it's also talking about a woman who was divorced and died. And therefore, it doesn't have to tell us that he should divorce her. It's not applicable over here as she has already passed away. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'im yirtze lehashosa od al ezes man shelo legarsha. He's married to her. He says he'll never get hanoah from her again, but he doesn't want to divorce her right away. Af shehidi rimena hanoah, even though he's now made this public vow that he's not going to get any hanoah from her, so he's not going to have relations with her anymore. Nevertheless, also lisa kapav, he's still not allowed to go duchen until he actually divorces her. V'gam eino ola latorah rishon, he likewise doesn't get the first aliyah. He's not given the status of being a kohen. Issue footnote number 154 brings down the reason for this. He brings down from the Re'eim, Shekivin Shemisyached Umistatrimah, since he's still living with her, he's alone with her, and she's his wife, so the Chazaka is that he is going to have relations with her because we have a rule, Ein Apotropos L'Arayis. There's no way to prevent somebody from doing this Aveira when he's living with her alone in a private house. Issue number footnote 155 brings down the Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Igros Moshe that I mentioned before, that he's allowed to get another Aliyah, he just can't get the first Aliyah. But you are allowed to give him an aliyah, just like a regular Yisrael can get an aliyah. Sif Mem Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Nit Mo Lemeis, if the person who is a Kohen became Tomei, She'eno Mishiva Meisei Mitzvah, not to one of the seven relatives, Rachmon Lislan, a father, a mother, a child, a son, or a daughter, a brother, or a sister, or a spouse, his wife, if he's Tomei, not through one of these seven permissible relatives to which he become Tomei, Pasul Min Aduchen, he's not allowed to go in Duchen. When we call Malos a Kahuna, and for all the other privileges and rights of being a Kohen, Ad Sheyoshev, until he does Tshuva, V'yikabosh lo yitami od l'meisim, and he promises that he won't go and become Tomei anymore to Meisim. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kuf Nun writes, V'hinu davka b'meisim, this Tumma is only if he became Tomei on purpose. He says, look at the Bir Halacha, and if you look at the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskel, Nitma l'meis, the Chafetz Chaim writes that this is the opinion of the Beis Yosef in its Poshet. However, from the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, you wouldn't necessarily know this, and you might think that even by accident, at Bakroi, he would also become Posel. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, Laniyaz Dati, the Loshon of the Mishnah in Bechoros, is the Hamitame Lemesim, somebody who is regularly going to become Tomei for a Mesim. And he says, therefore, the reading of the Beis Yosef is Poshet, and that's the way he paskened over here as well. Sivkat and Kufnun Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber says that he has to accept upon himself not to become Tomei anymore to Meisim, and he has to do this Bevestin. Ubezeh ain't tzarech lidor v'lishova, kanal b'sif mem. Here he doesn't have to go and say, I'm making a nether al das rabim. Why? Because before, in regards to Arayas, the shiny Arayas, the Yitro Tokvo, there, we know for certain that there's an excellent chance that he's going to want to break his nether. Person doesn't have such a tremendous desire to go into cemeteries, so if he says he's not going to go into a cemetery, we don't have to worry that he's going to go ask Kataris Nadarim, as opposed to Arayas, we have to be concerned. And he says, furthermore, look in the Tshuvas Ksav Sofer, who says, Barofe Shemavakir Mason. What happens if the doctor goes and takes care of patients, and he unfortunately is in the room where dead patients are? Sheesh lo toelis havachas mamon. So here, he has a desire to keep on being a doctor in this situation, even though he's going to come into regular contact with dead bodies, because that's his parnosa. So in this situation, the Ksav Sofer said, lo sagi b'kabol levad, then this is like a rayas. We don't say, if he swears, he makes a vow that he won't do this anymore, that we just accept it. But here we say, achi yido b'rabim. He also has to do this over here, al das rabim. Just like Kimo Noshim B'Aveira, because the same desires like with Aveira to do Arayas would be over here for Mammon, for monetary benefit, so we have to make this Kohen who is constantly coming into contact with dead bodies because he's a doctor, so we have to make him swear that he won't do this in the public domain, Al Das Rabin. The issue footnote 156 brings down, what about a regular situation where Kohen wants to be a doctor? Can he go into a hospital? Because sometimes you're going to find dead people, unfortunately, in the hospital. So he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Tuvtan Vidas, Shekasher Tzrichim Oso HaCholim, if he's needed by the sick people, because he's the biggest expert, the only one that can take care of them, or he's also in need of Parnasa. So then there may be a reason to be Makel to allow him to go into the Beis Cholim to take care of the person. This is in combination with a heter that the Shach gave, that if the mace is not in the exact same room, it may not be an Issa D'Arayis, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. And therefore, if you do find out that there's a mace present, and unless it's Pikuach Nefashos, you should leave. But if it's Pikuach Nefashos, you would be able to stay according to this opinion. But Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal and the Igros Moshe writes, It is forbidden for a Kohen who is a doctor to go and make parnosa in a hospital, if there are dead people in the hospital. In Chutz Laaretz, however, where there's an excellent chance that most of the time there will not be a Jewish body in the hospital, a dead Jewish body, so therefore, if he makes somehow an agreement with the administration of the hospital, that as soon as they find out that there's a dead person who's Jewish in the hospital, or even somebody that's deathly ill, he's allowed to leave, so then maybe you could work in such a hospital in that situation. But this is a very big problem, too far for our shir to discuss today, about Kohanim becoming doctors. Anybody in that situation should really ask Shilas to a great posek as to what he should do. It is not a simple question. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yeshomrim demishiesh lobas shehimiro shazinso. Rachman Litzan, if a Kohen has a daughter who either became an apostate, she nebuch converted, o shazinso, or she was mezana, she did an inappropriate sexual relationship, ein mechuyavim od lekacho. You are not allowed to go, or at least you're not obligated to go and honor that Kohen, the father. Because when the daughter went off the derech over here by either being an apostate or by being mezana, so then the father is becoming mechalelas based upon the daughter's actions. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kufnun Beis explains, Shemiro zinso, ayin the Magen Avraham shochiach lo mechalelas of Iraq biznos. It's not the situation where she's hemirosh, where she converts, Rachmana Litzlan, that is a problem. It's the znus that's a problem. That's what the pasuk says, that the daughter is mechalelis as avia when she, Rachmana Litzlan, commits znus. The habile l'shamer, because it's the father's responsibility to watch her. But avolo b'hamara, but when she unfortunately leaves the derech and goes and converts, that's not his problem. I said, why does it say that that's his problem? He's held accountable for that. Because the presumption is that since she went there for converted, Rachmana Litzlan, she also probably did sexual improprieties, sexual immoralities over here. But it says, or she was Zinsa. That's what it really means. It means, Hainu O Zinsa Luchud, or if she just committed Znus. So Hemira Vizinsa, or just Zinsa, either of those puts her in a situation where she's Mechalel as her father. Sivkat and Kufnun Gimel, Ein Luchuyav Mod Lekacho, you're not obligated to go give her father the Kohen honor. Hainu Linyin Levtoch Rishon Levarach Rishon, that's to allow him to get the first bracha, that's allow him to always go first. Avalol Linyin Nisiyas Kapayim, but in regards to Duchening, he still is entitled to Duchen. Because Shari Afilu in Ba'atzmo Avar Al Isus Nus, even if he himself did various sexual immoralities, he would still be allowed to duchen, gam kenose kapov. So certainly, as we learned already in Sif Tes, certainly over here, v'koshe kein shein nisal ha'idei znus bito. It doesn't make any sense to say that if he were to commit these averas, he's still a Kohen, so if his daughter commits them, he loses his status of being a Kohen. That doesn't make any sense. And furthermore, Mavor b'Mordechai, the Mikol Mokom Yesh Rishus L'Kacho El Shei Mechuyavim. The Mordechai further explains that even when we said over here that his daughter disgraces him and makes him lose his kahuna status, so that's really that you don't have the obligation to make him a Kohen, but you still would be allowed to treat him like a Kohen if you wanted to. Sivkot and Kufnun Dalet, Ki Avia Himechaleles, so the Mishnah Berurah explains, V'davka K'shezinsa Aruso Nesua. This is only true when she commits adultery, Rachmana Litzlan, when she is through the first stage of marriage in Aruso, or she hasn't completed the marriage, she has completed the marriages in Nesua. The Bahachi might record, that's what the Pasuk is talking about, that she's Mechaleles as Avia. However, Rachmana Litzlan, if she commits Znus while she is a Pnuya, a unmarried girl, so then this din doesn't apply. However, because of Achronim, the Bisman is there, the Achronim say, nowadays, Ein minog lifsol kohen b'shul znus bito. Nowadays, we don't deconsecrate, so to say, the father from being a kohen because of the acts of immorality of his daughter. Oh, hamoras dasho b'no bito, or because Rachmana Litzlan, his children went off the derech and converted. The issue footnote 157 explains the reason behind this is Shulchan Aruch Harav says mishum she'ena mechalelas asavia ela shezinso be'edim v'asra, because technically she only ruins her father if she is mezana with witnesses and with a full warning not to do this. Uksheid Sanhedrin, and they testify in front of the Sanhedrin that she was mezana. That's when the father really loses his status as being a Kohen. Furthermore, the Kaf HaChaim gives another reason based upon the Mordechai that says, Hare mikol makom yesh rishus liyisro lekacho, that we're not obligated to, but we have the permission to go and be Makadishim. So therefore, the minhag nowadays is that Rachmana Litzlan, even if the Kohen's daughter or son goes off the derech, or the daughter acts in an inappropriate fashion, the father is still perfectly considered a Kohen. We honor him as a Kohen, we let him duchen, and we give him the first aliyah. That concludes today's shir.